Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Darren Grossi, who is the executive director of the Tuolumne County Transportation Council, as well as the transit agency in Tuolumne County. Darren, the next thing I want to ask you about is a Sierra Railroad grant. We reported in the news a while back about TCTC and the county being involved with this grant application. What can you tell us about it?
Well, we were approached by the ownership of Sierra Railroad a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, to partner with them on a federal infra grant. And we've partnered with Sierra Railroad going all the way back, I think, to 1996 on a variety of projects totaling millions of dollars. This is certainly the biggest grant we have submitted with them. They did really all the work in terms of preparing the grant. They did a great job writing the grant, along with some support from local experts. It's a $34 million grant application to completely rehabilitate Sierra Railroad from Riverbank up through Oakdale all the way to the mill in Standard, along with some crossing improvements and safety improvements, and as well as rehabilitation of bridges that hold the railroad up over the creeks. It's a major grant. It's very important for our economy, and I think that's why we got so many support letters from folks like the Economic Development Authority, the Business Council, Board of Supervisors, as well as Congress people. We got support from Oakdale and Riverbank downstream. You know, there's with the rebuilding of Florida and Texas, we're going to probably start seeing a lot more lumber heading out on the railroad, because that is a destination for our lumber here in Tuolumne County. We've got aggregate plants opening up on the West County line. And similarly, this does open up the opportunity for more passenger rail use related to the steam engines out at Railtown 1897. So it's a very important project for Tuolumne County, and we're happy to be part of it.
I've heard a little bit, too, recently in the county about zero-emission vehicle planning that TCTC has been involved with. What exactly is this?
Well, it's a representation of our ever-changing and growing list of agencies we work with, like the PUC. We were able to receive PUC funding related to chargers on the Highway 120. The PUC has identified the Highway 49 corridor as a priority for expansion of zero-emission vehicle charging stations. The Energy Commission provided a grant opportunity to do a master plan related to zero-emission vehicle preparedness. There is a goal for the state to greatly increase the number of zero-emission vehicles on the roadway. If we want to attract tourists from the Bay Area or the Valley to come up here and spend the day, and they happen to have those types of cars, we need to accommodate them. So we pursued a grant through the Energy Commission in partnership with Calaveras, Alpine, and Amador counties. We will identify locations, both public and private locations, where we can could be priorities for charging facilities. But we also are looking at how can the private sector begin to convert their fleets over, as well as the public sector. I was really surprised when I did an outreach email to some of my peers at the county on their interest in changing their fleet over, or at least some of their fleet over, to zero-emission vehicles. And I got a very robust response in favor of that. So this plan will help us begin to put the infrastructure in place and identify all the grant opportunities to build out that system.
There was also talk a while ago about a new trail behind kind of the Snore Library area and Heavens for Kids. What's kind of the status with that project?
Well, we kind of put it on the shelf for a little while we were building the transit shelter, and it's getting going now again. We're working with the Community Resource Agency to do the environmental reviews on it. We're also doing some survey work. All these things in preparation for building a loop trail out near Heavens for Kids. Certainly, we'd like the seniors to use it. But it'd be a loop trail leading from basically behind the skate park down across Heaven for Trail at the backside and just looping around again. It will have future connections, or it should have future connections, to some development proposals by Mr. Lemke down on the west of the center. What's really important to note on this project, it hopefully will be the first of many community trail projects that we build over the coming years. We have been fortunate to have donors provide donations to the Sonora Area Foundation, particularly the Trail Me About It Fund, which is being used, $25,000 of funds, to help build this small trail. And we really appreciate the people who have made those donations, and hopefully we'll get more.
Yeah, nice to see donations come in for projects such as that. Has there been any discussion about more, you know, wider scale trails to connect different areas and that type of thing?
Yeah, actually, we actually secured a grant through Caltrans to look at a trail system leading all the way from Jamestown up along the highway and parts of Sonora Creek, up along Highway 49, Stockton Road, through town, and then all the way out to the college. We're putting together a project steering team to guide that project. We have a consultant on board to start that effort. The connection for a trail from Sonora up to the college has been a number one priority for bicyclists in the community as long as I've been here, which is quite a while. So we're happy to be getting on with it. The first step is just knowing where you're going to put that trail and how it's going to be built, and then you can go after the funds.
I also want to ask you about, is TCTC looking at potentially selling some Caltrans, being a right-of-way property?
Yeah, as a result of East Sonora Bypass Stages 1 and 2, you know, they have to go out and buy an awful lot of property, and then they use a certain amount to build those projects, and then there's remainder pieces. They call it excess right-of-way. Those properties, they've been selling them for a while. We have an upcoming workshop on December 4th at the Opera Hall. It's going to start at 3 p.m. It's an opportunity for people that maybe want to invest in property and purchase some of these properties from Caltrans to come out, see what's available, ask questions of the Caltrans folks, because leading up to a January 16th auction at 1:30 at the Opera Hall, where they'll auction off. I think they've got 7 properties lined up for auction. They've got other, but you can certainly ask questions at the December 4th workshop about other properties that they're clearing for sale right now.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of public meetings coming up in the community. I think I'm glad we invite you to come in then and talk about all these different things.
It's really great. I get to hit my list here and get the word out to the public this way, so thank you.
Yeah, we have a couple minutes left still on today's show. Anything else keeping you busy these days?
Yeah, we've got a new thing coming, CEQA reform, SB 743 changed the way we look at development projects from instead of looking at how many cars are coming to and from a project, now we're going to have to look at how many vehicle miles they travel to get to and from a proposed project and then trying to reduce those vehicle travel miles. It's kind of a new frontier for us. Some of us are a little skeptical how it'll work in a rural environment, but we're going to do our best to make it workable for everybody.
So people traveling from outside the area, like Bay Area, Central Valley, you mean?
Yeah, you know, we'll have to figure out ways to get them to use transit a little more inside the community, probably trying to get people out of their cars and walking or bicycling whenever we can. It's going to be just a whole different way of mitigating impacts from development.
Has YARTS been looking at, like, connecting different communities from here to Yosemite or anything like that?
Yeah, they've certainly been open to expanding the YART system a bit. They have not quite jumped on board with us to extend something down to the valley. We do need to look at transit to the valley. We get an awful lot of requests from our ridership to have connections to the valley. If we had some bus, maybe even a YARTS bus, that went down and connected with the ACE train or other regional transit in the valley, that would be great.
Well, Executive Director Grossi, it's been great having you on Motherlode Views. We thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Again, we thank our guest, Darren Grossi, who is the Executive Director of the Tuolumne County Transportation Council, as well as the Transit Agency. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.